Joining me now is Rebecca Walzer. My radio show today, that you can watch free of charge at worldviewradio.com, is entitled "The Border Has Collapsed and the Banks Are Collapsing." The border has collapsed and the banks are collapsing. I provided a lot of reports from Michael Yon, who I interviewed for 45 minutes the other day, who's in Panama. And we played some other video clips from Ben Brookrom, who is there at the Darien Gap. Thousands upon thousands are headed our direction and coming in. There is an invasion. We are at war. Most Americans have no clue. If you were to ask them tonight, did you know America's at war? They would have no clue, because it's the new way of warfare. It's unrestricted warfare, the new way. They have no idea. And yet, it's just one of many war fronts, from the border war to the drug war to the big tech war to the big pharma war to the censorship war to the war on parental authority, religious freedom, freedom of speech. We have more wars than we can keep up with, but there's also an economic war, and we're losing that one. And many banks are on the verge of collapse, just like our borders collapsing. You can watch that full hour where we provided a lot of information, a lot of documentation, and news clippings to back up our claims. You'll find it at worldviewtube.com. Joining me now is Rebecca Walzer. Rebecca, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brennan. So glad to be here.
Any thoughts, by the way? I don't want to put you on the spot, but what'd you make of that doctor?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple. So the first thing I want to just show you is this. This is the little device he was talking about. It's called Detector Safety Protection. This is just a generic version. You can go buy anyone. I suggest, Brennan, that you guys sell this as part of your store. It looks like this. You know, I travel a lot. And so I want to be able to go into a room and be able to tell if there is some kind of transmission of a device admitting, you know, cameras, whatever. So I think that all Americans in this day and age need to have this kind of device, and we need to know what's going on. I would just also like to say that it's alarming and it's shocking, and I think that it puts us in a really difficult position, because even me, you know, I begged a lot of my family not to get this Department of Defense protocol, otherwise known as a vaccine for COVID. And, you know, a lot of people are in medical professions and were required to in order to continue, you know, an education they had sought for years and years, and made that unfortunate choice. And, you know, I know that you've had Ann Vandersteel on, Brennan, before, and she sent out a tweet about a week ago, talking about, you know, she does a lot of work with Alex Jones at the border, and she definitely sent out a tweet about a week ago talking about exactly what information's come to her about what they're planning on doing in October to activate this through the 5G tower network. And so,
which by the way, gives me concern that what is this October 4th event with the presidential alert system on everybody's phones and everything going off? What is that going to be all about? You know, I have no idea. I'm talking to guys again who are retired intelligence guys in the intelligence arena, and I called one of them the week and I said, "Is it crazy to think that this October 4th presidential alert goes off and you push the button to stop the, you know, loud alarm going off, that you've just given permission to download something onto your phone to make your phone more trackable and download data or something onto your phone, spyware? Is that crazy thinking?" Now, this guy was with an agency, as I said, most people didn't even know existed. It collects data and provides it to the intelligence arena. And he said, that's not crazy at all.
Well, no, Brennan, it's not crazy at all. And I don't think that there's anything that we have to do to activate it. I mean, we are all carrying around this device, you know, on us all times. This is more computing power than they had when they
landed on the moon. Yeah, that's true.
and that you have the ability on your device to turn on non-5G. Like, you know, you still can use the lower end tiers of network transmission. So I, of course, have ensured that my entire family does not enable 5G on their phone, because whatever communication device there is, and there were videos, you know, that were happening while we were still locked down, actually, showing, I won't tell the, say the company, but there was a company that is installing, a massive communications company that was installing 5G towers throughout the country. And literally, they have a video of a technician of theirs who opened the 5G box before it was installed on this, whatever, this pole. And it literally had a smaller box inside that said COVID-19. So this has been a pre-planned. We knew that this was a weapon once we realized that this was being done through other countermeasures through the Department of Defense. And now we're getting reports through whistleblowers and other deep channels that they are going to activate the hydrogen, what your doctor just started mentioning, the liquid nanoparticles, the hydrogen gel that basically contains the RFID material and I'm not a scientist, this is so out of my wheelhouse, but when you learn that these things are coming, you have to do what you can to learn as much as you can. And this is where I have said to you many times, Brennan, this is, 5G is about weaponry. It is not about faster speed and larger data loads, and all of that is just crap. They just want to, it's just the same as 2 weeks to flatten the curve turns into, totalitarian society within 3 years. And we can no longer say the other guy's doing it. I know you've lived your life this way. You dedicated, you created this program. This is, user sponsored. I plan on myself getting off and going immediately to the foundation page and sign up for a monthly contribution, because I think that's genius and it's well worth it. If you can spend, $18 a month or $23 a month on Spotify or whatever the heck the prices are on Netflix now, you can pay for the truth. And we have to crowdsource the truth because we are not getting it from anywhere else.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Rebecca, look at this press release. Help me understand this. I mean, you're the economist, you're an attorney. This is what your background is in. Part of what, makes this show successful is I don't know everything. I'm willing to admit it, but I can sure work my golden Rolodex and find the experts that can explain it to us, and you're one of them. So last night I mentioned this with Wes Peters, Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, March 12, 2023. I sent this to you today and said, help me understand this, make sure I got this right. With the approval of the Treasury Secretary, the Department of Treasury will make available up to $25 billion from the Exchange Stabilization Fund as a backstop. What does that mean?
Well, so what's happening is, and the best way I can describe it to viewers, because this is a very difficult economic or financial net present value concept to understand. So let me just make it really simple. If anyone has ever had a pension and has needed to, they decided maybe I don't want the company to control the money. I want to control the money. I want to invest it my way. So they've asked their company for a buyout. Most likely their company has offered them a pension buyout because pensions are so expensive to maintain for corporations. And so if you had gotten, let's say you had, over 30 years, you had $750,000 of a pension balance. And this is a long career we're talking about, that they were going to pay, this is kind of the balance that they've accumulated, but they're going to pay you. Now, the guarantee of a pension is they have to pay you the rest of their life, no matter if that $750,000 balance is there or not, the onus is on the corporation. But when you opt for a buyout, they basically will cash out that $750,000. When you cash out $750,000 of a future income stream, you have to discount that at an interest rate back to its net present value. In other words, this $750,000 is what we were planning to pay you out all of these years. But if you want us to give you like a J.D. Wentworth, buy it, it's my money, I want it now, and buy it all out at one time, we have to discount that back at an interest rate to give you what it would be worth today in net present value. And so what happened was just in 2020, when interest rates were still very low, you have maybe a 3% interest rate as the discount. So that $750,000 gets discounted back and it's worth $600,000. I'm making the numbers up. This is not accurate math, just for full disclaimer. But now that interest rates are so much higher, you discount that $750,000 back at a higher interest rate and you get a lot lower. I mean, we're talking 40% potentially lower than what we were getting just 3 years ago with higher rates. So what has happened is that the bonds of the world that the Federal Reserve basically created money through coronavirus, through too big to fail, 2008, 2009, all of these bonds were sold at the lower interest rates. And now that the Fed has raised these rates, these bonds have greatly depreciated in their fair market value, because why would I want to buy a 3% bond from you when I can go out in the market and get a 6% bond right now? Like, I'm not going to buy the 3%. So in order for the 3% to be attractive, it gets discounted. The principal value gets discounted down to make the yield effectively 6%. And that is how current bonds values drop. So what you're looking at there, which really isn't the biggest part of the story, Brennan, but what you're looking at there is the Treasury acknowledging that the collateral that they will be accepting for the Bank Term Funding Program, the BTFP, that collateral value has dropped precipitously. And so this is the Treasury saying they're going to backstop an additional $25 billion, which is actually a small number in the numbers we're talking, which I'll give you in just a minute. That number is just the Treasury itself is backstopping this diminution of fair market value of collateral. And that is where the BTFP program comes in. And that is a really interesting program that your listeners should understand.
All right, let's do that. Let's understand it. But so help me. Then we got this update. This is from, again, the federalreserve.gov website. They gave us an update. As of August 31st, 2023, the total outstanding amount of all advances under this program was now $121 trillion. So did they exceed more than they expected?
No, because let me just read this to you so that you can understand this, understand the scope of this program as they anticipate it to be. So the first thing that you need to understand is that the U.S. banking system has roughly, this is article as of March, because we're talking about the BTFP, which was initiated. This is a new program initiated in March of this year in direct response to the SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, and another bank beginning to fail. And so you remember, we were no longer in QE. We had been moved to QT, quantitative tightening. The Fed is raising rates and they're no longer stimulating money. They are tightening money, which means they're running off or selling off the bonds on their balance sheet. Right now, they're running at a clip of about $60 billion a month on treasuries and $35 billion a month in MBS, mortgage-backed securities. So that's about $95 billion. They're supposed to be sucking an additional $95 billion of liquidity out of the system monthly. But what did they do? They created a new non-QE QE program, which is BTFP. Now, BTFP anticipates, this is the shocking thing, Brennan, that people do not understand how insolvent the system is. And it's just the truth. I gotta say the truth now. So there are $3 trillion in reserves. And of that $3 trillion in bank reserves, this is as of March of this year, A large portion of that $3 trillion is held at the five big national banks. I would say four, but we'll go with five as they have it here. And here's the thing. When they created BTFP, they anticipated that the facility, which basically, and I'm going to explain to you the difference of this facility, they expected it to grow to $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Now, I just said to you that the total reserves are $3 trillion, and most of that is in the large banks. But they expected this program to grow. The maximum usage envisioned for the facility is close to $2 trillion, which is the par amount of bonds held by U.S. banks outside of the five biggest. So what we're talking about is a complete collapse of banking, and this system for just 1 year. It's a one-year program. It ends in March of next year. It's an open facility, and it is expected to potentially be grown to $2 trillion. So these numbers that you're showing, this is just the little beginning of the iceberg.
So I did a show today that the borders have collapsed. Our borders are completely collapsed. We showed all the evidence the last few days. I mean, as if we didn't know it already collapsed, but we showed all the evidence to definitively say it's collapsed. Now I'm saying the banks are collapsing. Is that a true statement?
No, it's absolutely a true statement, because what you have is you just, again, have the Federal Reserve inserting itself. What happened was Powell's program was it was too accurate. It was too effective. And he created such a liquidity crisis that the Federal Reserve had to turn around and create a new one-off, one-year program that envisions up to $2 trillion of backstops being offered to banks. And now what they're saying is this is not QE. It's not quantitative easing, because quantitative easing is the creation of new money by the Federal Reserve. That is the creation of new money through debt borrowing by the Federal Reserve. Absolutely no question about that. What they're saying is this does not create new money, because what's happening is the Federal Reserve is not going out into the open market system and buying bonds as they normally do with quantitative easing. What they're doing is they're going to the banks that already bought the bonds from the Treasury, and they're saying, give us that collateral, and in return, we will like, it's like a loan. Here, give us your collateral of your bonds, and we will give you the liquidity that you need for the next year, and we'll hold your collateral. But again, Brennan, the collateral is valued at par. So what that means is, all of these bonds that we know have potentially lost 40% of their value based on the interest rate changes are being completely disregarded. And the Federal Reserve is basically ensuring through liquidity provisions this collateral at par, even though we know that the bonds that were issued prior to these interest rate hikes have been sufficiently, you know, diminished in value. They're sufficiently lower in value. So what we're saying here is the Federal Reserve on one hand is telling you, look, we're raising rates and we're going to tap down this inflation and we're going to get a hold of this. But they were so successful at doing that so quickly that they created such a liquidity crisis in the banking industry that we have to be able to backstop $2 trillion in 1 year when the entire scope of the system of reserves is $3
trillion. Oof. So this is, again, I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. But when I talk to my friends and they're talking about, you know, paying off their house, how much money they should keep in the bank, you know, I tell them the same thing. I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. But why would you not want to go ahead and pay off your house with the money you have sitting in the bank? Because then you have your house. Whereas if the bank goes insolvent, you're, you know, an uninsured creditor, you're going to be in trouble. At least have a hard asset of your house paid off. Am I wrong to give them that opinion?
I mean, I would normally tell you that it would never be wrong to suggest that somebody pay off the debt on their house. But what I want you to understand is that we are going through a currency transition globally. It is happening. The Federal Reserve is very aware of this. This is, all of these shenanigans are to obfuscate the truth of what's really, really globally happening. And so when I tell you this, Brendan, I want you to understand, when you have a currency transition of this magnitude, and there's never been one in the history of time at this magnitude, and there will never be one again at this magnitude until probably we're at the end of Revelations, you are going to have massive debt write-offs. Because let me just give you a quick analogy. Let's say that the whole world's assets are valued at $500 trillion, all IP, all hardware, all everything, rare earth minerals, everything, all human intellectual capacity. It's all, I'm just giving you a number, valued at, say, $500 trillion, right? Well, the net assets at just the top 25 investment banks in America is over $2 quadrillion. So we have created such a massive amount of wealth that is fake, fiat, false, based on no real hard assets that exist on planet Earth, that as we go through a currency transition, you will see debt write-offs happen because there isn't enough actual assets to support the debt that's been written. Therefore, the debt write-offs will come. And so that's the only caveat.
But that doesn't mean that your bank's just going to say, oh, you owe $100,000 on your house, we'll just write off, forget it. You can have your house free and clear, does it?
No. I'm not suggesting, and that's why I'm very careful to say this. I'm very careful to say I'm not suggesting that you're just going to have your house written off. But I am stating as an absolute mathematical certainty that in a world that has completely overvalued and created financial derivative asset classes that have these massive values that are not supported by true hard intrinsic assets that exist on planet Earth, as you go to a new currency, that reevaluation process will create massive asset bubble collapses. And a lot of that will be the debt market.
Okay, hold right there, because I want to ask you about quantum financial systems, or QFS, here in just 1 second, but I got to pay a few bills. So let me do this real quick. Okay, hold just 1 second. We'll get back to Rebecca Walzer, sure, of walzerwealth.com. Throw her website up there, make sure I got it right. Walzerwealth.com. I can't remember what I used to call you, so that's why I don't want to go back to that, because I've finally gotten it right. Walzerwealth.com. Walzerwealth.com. All right. Now, folks, over on my website at WVWTVstore.com, you know that we sell emergency freeze-dried food and supplies. I have enough emergency freeze-dried food for my family for 2 years, plus some for bartering if needed. But we also offer freeze dryers where you can freeze dry your own food. Why? Because there's some foods you maybe want that aren't available. Not only that, my wife has very, very bad gluten allergies, almost to the point of celiac. And so she has to be super careful. Do we have gluten-free? Yes, we do. But it's limited, the freeze-dried gluten-free. And there are things that I think I would like, plus she and the kids would love to have, that we could freeze dry. So we started offering freeze dryers as well. As you know, there's hardly anything we offer that we don't do or have ourselves and use, and then we offer it to you. Here is case in point. The Harvest Right freeze dryer. There it is. Our Harvest Right freeze dryer. That was yesterday. Melissa putting in some kiwi and some pineapple. It has about 5 trays. So it takes about less than 24 hours to do this batch. Here she was cutting it all up yesterday afternoon. The kiwi, the pineapple. That is today. It got pulled out of the freeze dryer today. It was done in less than 24 hours. We added some extra drying time because we felt like it needed a little more. She texted me during the program today when I was on the radio. She texted me today and she said she could live on this. It's done. It's amazing. I could live on this. She was very happy. So I got off the air. Logan tried it. I tried it. And we're off to making more. There they are. There's Logan and his mom. They are sealing the bag, and there it is. It'll have a shelf life of many, many years, and we offer everything from the freeze dryer to the bags to the sealer, everything you need to make your own freeze dryer. All you got to do is go to WVWTVstore.com. We were able to get the shipping down from like $700 all the way to $900 if you lived in California for shipping. We were able to get it down to a flat $200 with a lot of work, but we finally got it done. A special program we were able to be a part of. So there you go. Go to WVWTVstore.com. You'll see the freeze dryers, large or medium. We are going to bring some to the Ozarks, a couple of these. So if you are coming to the Ozarks and want to pick one up, we'll have a few there, along with some of the freeze-dried food as well, and emergency supplies, EMT bags, potassium iodine to protect your thyroid, suture kits, and more, indoor ovens, outdoor ovens, the seed vault, all of this. We'll have a lot of it at the Ozarks conference with us in person. Otherwise, you can order online, WVWTVstore.com, or that number, 901-468-9357. Let me also remind you, we are brought to you by MyPillow.com, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, and robes, and more. Great sale on slippers, Bakel bed sheets as low as $25 with that promo code B66. The MyPillow Anniversary Limited Edition, normally $70, now under $20. We also have the MyPillow 2.0 with the new coolant technology. Buy one, get one free with the promo code L. No, that's Mike's code. With the promo code B66. I sit in a lot for him. Promo code B66. Six-piece towel set as low as $39.99 with the promo code B66. Luxurious Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.98. I know Mike would love it if I gave out his promo code. Luxurious Giza, we joke about that all the time, giving out each other's codes. B66 for those as well. And then, of course, the Mattress Topper 2.0. Yes, we sell full mattresses. They even show up in a box at your door. Believe it or not, I like to show the video. You just get a utility knife, cut it open, lay it on the bed, and then the mattress, boom, poof, there you go. Nice, thick mattress, MyPillow. Use that promo code B66 at MyPillow, all right? Now, joining me again is Rebecca Walzer of WalzerWealth.com, WalzerWealth.com. Rebecca, in the closing 8 minutes, please help our audience understand how this new system is going to work. It is called, I've been reading about it, thanks to you, the Quantum Financial System, Understanding the Next Generation Blockchain Technology. How is this different than just central bank digital currency, or is this central bank digital currency?
No, it's not central bank digital currency. It's built on the blockchain. It's blockchain technology, but it is not controlled by the central bankers. And that's the entire difference. It's a freedom system, Brennan. And, you know, the blockchain is something that is verifiable. It's independent and it's verifiable. And that's the whole point, is that there doesn't need to be trust of any government. We don't need to have any government. We don't need to have a Federal Reserve. We don't need to have a central bank to make a market, because everything will be publicly available and synthesized information directly on the blockchain. And so you're talking about total autonomy and freedom. And, you know, I can't really explain a lot about how QFS will work because honestly, Brandon, I don't know. It is a new system and it is being very tightly kept
Is
under
the
wraps.
government going to be behind it at all?
Well, there's already a federal government website for the quantum financial system on a .gov website. So you can search for that. It's already out there, but it's very high level, limited information other than what we've really sort of already talked about. But what I understand is it is a blockchain-based system. It's just not a part of a central bank planner system. In other words, it will be us having the purse power and the freedom, and not something that is controlled by some sort of planning central bank
So
globalist
how are we going
group.
to get there? Is the economy going to collapse, and therefore the Federal Reserve, the IRS, all this goes away, and then the American people say we're never going to go into slavery again? And then what? Who's going to step forward? Big business and offer this?
Yeah, I mean, what I believe, based on all of the information that I read, consume, and have consumed, and also information sources that I have that are very vast globally, what I understand and believe, and then I have a lot of beliefs based on my faith, you know, a lot of this is good versus evil. It's very spiritual. And if you think you're going to get the answers on a website story every day, that's just not what's happening here. This is, I believe, a convergence of global evil that has been occurring at so many levels of society, all coming together for the effect of depopulation. These people are really Satanists. They worship Satan, and they absolutely believe that they have a right to kill humans. And you know, the abortion battle is such a huge thing because they look at abortion as sacrifices to Satan. And when you stop getting such free and unfettered protection to abortion, you really quickly figure out other ways. So the depopulation agenda of not wanting more than really 500 million, according to the Georgia Guidestones, but I believe that the number they settled on is 2 billion people. We have over 8 billion people on this planet. They are looking to kill off 6 billion people. These are facts. These are just facts, Brennan.
Well, we
And
know
we
that also
can't.
from sustainable development. We know that from scientists that have bragged that we need an Ebola virus to wipe out 90% of the population. The guy went on to get an award from a scientific group, so-called, from Texas. You've got
Yeah.
Prince William, you know, Queen Elizabeth's husband. When he was alive, he talked about coming back as some kind of virus and knocking out the planet. I mean, a lot of these elite. They want to stick around their families, but they want, like you said, they want to get it down to about a billion people, half a billion people. While you were talking, I just found this from the International Monetary Fund: quantum computing and the financial system, spooky action at a distance. I mean, when you start putting that into search engines, you start finding real quick about a lot of this quantum computing. I guess we'll have to have you come back at a different night and help describe more of this. But in wrapping all of this up, I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. But the bottom line is, you do believe our banks are in big, big trouble. And so if people want to take action and protect their assets and hard assets, they should probably not be just, you know, whistling past the graveyard. They should be doing something, right?
I mean, there is no doubt in my mind that there is a coordinated global effort to collapse the financial system as we know it in order to enable us to move. People are not going to readily move to central bank digital currency that's controlled by the Federal Reserve or the Bank of International Settlements, the very highest level. They're not going to do that without some kind of collapse. So we know through the war games that after 3 or 4 days of no access to food, grocery stores, that our country will be in complete and utter chaos. It will be less than a week because of how Americans shop. So what you're going to see is their attempt to collapse and create massive economic change collapse in order to move us to digital ID, central bank digital currency, digital dollar. And but that's what they believe is coming. And what is actually coming is the quantum financial system and a total new way of life. That is what this is a complete beginning, Brennan, now, this fall season of 2023, this is, I think it's finally God's turn. You know, I think it's his turn to intervene and to show who he is and that he exists. And it's, you know, to me, it's described as the greatest exodus of all time that will ever be, the last great harvest of the end times.
Look at this headline before we go. Fox Business: UAW poised to strike at Ford, GM. I mean, I was talking to Trevor Loudon. He'll be on tomorrow night. these guys, China and so many others, are working to destroy us from within. This will have huge impacts on our economy. We also have a lot of stuff going on with the intake on the West Coast of our supplies that is, again, becoming a problem with those unions and some of the things going on there as well. He'll tell us about that tomorrow night. People have no clue that the enemies of America are working in America to collapse our infrastructure. That's why I say we're already at war. They just don't know it. And they're loading up our country with military-age males beyond belief, all at the same time, and these are all pieces of a puzzle, and we're trying to help people understand it and protect themselves and get ready at the same time, but also try to offer some hope. You've done that tonight. WalzerWealth.com, WalzerWealth.com. By the way, she'll also be one of the keynote speakers at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up Friday night, October 20th, with General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Lindell, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, Todd Bensman, and of course, Rebecca Walzer. Rebecca, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brennan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. WalzerWealth.com. By the way, full details on that Ozarks Conference, our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, my 30th year of hosting Worldview Weekends, our 20th year to hold them at the beautiful Ozarks area. Full details at WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. Well, I'm going off the air, and now what I have to do is write a description to go with each segment so that Annie can get that online. And I know many of you are eager to get these online tonight, and they'll be there free of charge later tonight and tomorrow morning for you to watch again and again. Remember, we pay for that bandwidth so you can watch it free. So thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.